So we mentioned one of the criteria to consider pas that it has to be baked and not boiled. So there's two types of doughs, there's two types of ways to make cake, bread, etc. One is to start with a batter. A batter is that you mix a mixture of flour and water, which is thin enough, which is thin enough that you can pour it. It's pourable. A dough, however, is thick. You work it with your hands. You can't pour it, and you shape it, etc. So this is referred to in halacha as blila raka and a blila ova, a thick mixture and a thin mixture. So, regards to the halacha of challah, if a person starts with a thin mixture of blila raka, it's not chayv and challah. However, if you bake it in a way that it comes out looking bread-like, it becomes chayv and challah after you bake it, not beforehand. When a person makes a dough, which is a thick mixture, it can't pour, and it holds its shape, so that's chayv already from the time of the morlin's out from the pasuk. That's chayv from the time you make the dough. Even before you bake it, it's already considered lechem. The Torah says that challah is chayv and lechem oritz. It gets a shame lechem even from the time that you make the dough. So regards to the lochas of cooking the dough, or cooking the batter, so if you start with the batter and you cook it, it started out not being considered bread, and then you cooked it, you didn't bake it, so for sure it's not going to be chayv and challah, it's not going to be considered bread. Regards to something which starts out as a dough and then you cook it. So the Moriah Machloek is what the status about that is, and the Machloek is showed him how to learn the case. And it's, but we get to Machloek is a look of a person that starts with a dough, and then he cooks it afterwards if it still has a din of challah. So since the key of challah is at the beginning, is when you make the dough. What about regards to the halachas of a motzi lechem in oritz? So this is a machlokes in halacha. If you start with a dough and then you cook it, does it still have a din of being considered bread? Or is that considered at that point in time, automatically it's not considered bread? You start with a dough and then you cook it. So the Shulchan Aruch passes, the Ikra Shita is that if you start with a dough and then you cook it, it's not considered bread. It's not considered bread. It's a brachos mazonos. No matter how much you eat, it's considered mazonos. But he does bring, there's another opinion which says that no, since you started with a dough, and in regards to lochas of challah, that's considered lechem. So even though afterwards you cook it, it's going to retain its status of being bread, and the bracha would be hamotzi, and you would have to bench. Again, not depends on how much that you ate. So he says that this is a machlokes, and a Yerush Shemayim should only eat such an item, Teicha Suda, not to get involved in the machlokes. But Mikra Dini Paskins, it's not considered bread. Comes on the Mishabura, and Mishabura says this is all talking about a scenario. This is Negea to washing, saying Hamotzi, eating other foods with it. It's also Negea at the end of the meal, benching. Well, benching the Raisa is you eat an amount which is a clay sphere, you're dealing with a Sopik de Raisa. Not with a Sopik de Rabbana anymore, this is Sopik de Raisa. So, in a scenario where you're dealing with a person ate a full meal, he's coming to bench, you can bench on a Kazayas. No, he ate a full amount. So now you have a Sopik that maybe you're chayiv in benching the Raisa. So, even in a scenario where it was a dough which was cooked, the Mishabur brings from the Gron, from others, that you would have to, you mean Sopik, you would have to bench. So that's all talking about a case that the dough was a regular dough. There was nothing sweet about it, etc. That we have other considerations why something might not be considered bread. It is only considered possible against it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a regular dough, flour and water, maybe a little bit of salt. And all you've done is that you've cooked it. Now, what about bagels? Bagels are cooked. When bagels are cooked, the cooking process of the bagel does not make it edible. It has to be baked afterwards to make it edible. So that's clear in the Shulchan Aruch. It's something which is cooked and then baked afterwards, and it becomes edible through the baking process. That's vada going to be considered a motzi without any question. There's no doubt about that. Have a good morning.